Going to learn Daf Chaf Ches Amar Aleph of Masech Shabbos. We're holding on the bottom of Daf Chaf Zayin Amar Beis at the two dots at the very bottom of the page. So the Mishnah had said, "Vayotim in Eitim Matami to Masalim El Pishtan," that any product of a tree cannot be Matami to Masalim with Masalim except for Pishtan. So Minalan says, "How do I know that rule?" Amar Blazar Gomer Ohel Ohel. Mishkan. We learn out Gzer Shava Oel Oel from the Mishkan. Ksiv Hacha, it says by Tumas Oel Zosator Adam Kiyamos Ba Oel, Ksiv Hasam, and it says by the Akamas HaMishkan, Vayifros Es HaOel Ala Mishkan. So you see the word Oel is used in both places. Mala Alan Shal Pishtan Kari Oel, just like by the Mishkan, it was made out of Pishtan and it was called an Oel, and other things that emerged from an eighth were not involved in the Melechsa Mishkan, so other than Pishtan, and therefore for they are not included in that definition of Ohel. Zafkan shel pishtan kari Ohel. So too, when it comes to Tumas Olam, the only kind of Ohel that Yotzei Min HaEitz is Pishtan. Well, it says in Mari Imal Alan, Shezurin v'chutan kafel shisha. Maybe it should have to be made exactly in the same way that the Ohel of the Mishkan was made, where it was spun together and six threads that were all twisted together. So Afkan Shezurin v'chutan kafel shisha. Maybe every Ohel should have to be like that. Says Mari Tamalom. Oel Oel Riba. That's why the word Oel appears twice to tell me an extra riboy that you don't need all of the qualifications, just the basic material. Well, E Oel Oel Riba, to call me Minami. Once you have an extra word Oel, maybe we should come to include all other products of a tree as well. In King Gzer Shava Maya Honey Leg. No, but then what would the Gzer Shava be teaching me? The Gzer Shava must be limiting in some way. So it says, Marvema Mala Halon, Krashim, Afkan Krashim. Maybe just like what we should really learn from the Mishkan is just like the Mishkan's walls were made out of boards, so too, in order to have Tumas Ohel, it's not enough to have a roof. You need boards that make up the walls of the room. Amakrava sisa krashim la Mishkan. Mishkan kare Mishkan ve'im krashim kriyin Mishkan. Now, the Pasuk says that they made the krashim for the Mishkan. So you see, the krashim themselves are not considered the definition of Mishkan. The only thing that's actually the actual definition of Mishkan is the Ohel on top. Elameata, if that's the case, you're going to make such a deal. Vasisa Michse Lo'ohel. So it says Vasisa Michse Lo'ohel. Hachinami, you're going to make the same diuk that Michse Lo'ikri Ohel, that a Michse itself is not called an Ohel, and it's only a Michse to an Ohel. So the Ohel that's made from Oros is not Metame to Masolim. So if that's the case, Elahadabai Rav Lazar, Arbehim Atmeya, Maushay Tame Baal Ameis, when we ask whether Arbehim Atmeya can have Tumas Olim, well, Hashta Arbehim Atahoralim Atame, Arbehim Atmeya Mibai, if we can derive from this drasha that even the or of a Behim Atahora that was in the Mishkan, like the Oros of the Elim Adamim, are not Matame Ba'ohel, because it's not called an Ohel, it's only a Michseh for the Ohel, so the Arbehim Atmeya, it should be obvious that it's not Matame Tumas Ohel. Says, no, no, shiny Hasam by the Michsa of the Oros, even though it says Li'ohel with the addition of the letter Lamid, it's considered the Ohel itself. The Hadar Ahadrekra, because the Torah then brings it back into that category. Dechsev, because the Pasuk says in the Torah by the Avodah Salviyim at the time that they were traveling in the Midbar, V'nosves Yerios HaMishkan Ves Ohel Moed Michsehu U'michseh Tachash Asher Alav Makish Elyon L'Tachton Matachton Kari Ohel, af elyon karoi ohel. So we compare the upper covering that's made from Oros to the lower covering that's made from the Yerios Izim. To tell me that just like the Tachton is called an Ohel, it's called the Ohel Moed, the Elyon is also called an Ohel Moed. So at the end of the day, the only thing that's Yotzei Min HaEitz that could be the Tami Tumas Olim is Pishtan, because that's derived from the Mishkan. Now, we've brought up the suffix of Rav Lazar about Or Behem HaTmeis. Now the Gemara is going to discuss that exact issue of Or Behem HaTmeya. Gufa, by Rav Lazar, Or Behem HaTmeya, Maushi Tami Tumas Olim. Can Or Behem HaTmeya, the hide of a non-kosher animal, be Matame Tumas Olim? So my coming by the way, what exactly was Rav Lazar unsure about? He himself explains that we learned the Gzeir Shava from the Mishkan, that only those things that were considered like an Ohel in the Mishkan are considered an Ohel as far as Tumas Olim. The Michsa HaOros that was in the Mishkan was made from kosher animals, not from non-kosher animals. So shouldn't it be obvious that non-kosher animals are not subject to Tumas Ohel? Some Ravada Bar Ava
tachash shahir b'mei Moshe coming by lay. His shaila was about the tachash that they made the upper covering of the Mishkan from in the days of Moshe. Tamei haya otar haya. His shaila was that animal a non-kosher animal? And it turns out in the Mishkan they actually had an ar behema tmeya, and therefore you see from there that an ar behema tmeya can be called an ohel, or was it actually a kosher animal? And we have no source of an ar behema tmeya being called an ohel, and therefore ar behema tmeya is not called an ohel. So the Gemara answers the suffix. Amar Yosef mighty violate. I don't understand the suffix. Tanina. Lo hukshu l'mach shamayim elo ar behema tar bulvad. You're not allowed to use non-kosher animals when making things from lech shamayim. It's one of the big kashas on using the murex trunculus snail for making the tcheles. Isn't a snail a non-kosher animal? So there are a lot of answers to the kasha, but it's at least a kasha. It's a kasha worth considering. It's a kasha worth thinking about. So anyway, Masa Rabbi Abba. So Rabbi Abba asked from a brisa, how could you say that tachash is a min tahar? It says very much on Mishkan, Vaisisi Michsalal Oros Elim Adonim, Umikse Oros Chashem Milamala, says Machlokas in the brisa, what that pasuk means. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shnei Michsalus Hayu, Echad Shal Oros Elim Adonim, Vechad Shal Oros Tchashim. There were two coverings, one made of Elim Adonim and one made of Tchashim. Rabbi Nechemi Omer, Michsa Echad Haya. It was one covering, half of it was made from Oros Elim Adamim, and the other half was made from Oros Tchashim. V'doma kimin tala ilan, and was like a certain type of wild animal, non-kosher animal, that had a lot of different colors to it. V'hatla ilan tamehu. But wait, a tala ilan is a min tameh. According to Rabbi Nechemia, that tachash is like a tala ilan. L'chora, if it's so similar to it, it's probably also not kosher. Says Manana, hachi kamar kimin tala ilan hu sheish b'gavan harbe. But we're not saying that the tachash actually is this animal called the tala ilan, because that's not a kosher animal. We're just saying it looked like the tala ilan in the sense that the tala ilan is a colorful animal. Tachash is colorful as well. So the Gemara brings a riot to that. Amar Rav Yosef, Ihachi, if that's true, that Rabbi Nechemi just meant that the tachash is like the tala ilan in that it has colorful skin, so Hainu de Metargaminon, that would explain the targum of the word tachash, sasgona, shesas bigvan har. It means it's like it's lebedik with all sorts of nice colors. So Rav Yosef explained that tachash is a kosher animal, and therefore or behema tmeya is not labeled as an ohel as far as tumas ohelim is concerned. That was Rav Yosef's opinion. Says the Gemara, not everyone agrees with that. Rava amar or behema tmeya the mitami ba'al lemeis mehacha. No, the fact that an or behema tmeya that's turned into an ohel can be makabel tumas ohelim with ohel lemeis is derived from the following. The Tanya, the Braisa tells us that in the parsha that talks about saras of clothing, among those things that could be tamei b'negayim is or. So or, it says or without a beis, and it says ovi'or, and that's riba. That comes to exclude to include or behema tamei, that or behema tamei could become tamei with tumas negayim. Shalaka b'yad kohen. And it's also marba a beged that the nega happens when it's in the kohen's hands to check if it has a nega, that even though prior to that it didn't have the nega, the kohen is metamehit. Katzatz mikulan, if he cuts out from each of the minim that are mentioned in the pasuk, from semer, from pishton, from ar, va'asa achas mehen, and he attaches them and he makes one of them, he makes one big beged out of all of them, minayin, how do I know that such a beged made of all those different materials can become tamei b'negayim, tamalomar, obuchol melechas ar. So you see, from negayim to Tumas Olim, that just like by Negoim or Behema Tameya is considered the same as or Behema Tahora, so too when it comes to Tumas Olim it should be the same. So Rava rejects this limud. V'ika l'mifrach, we could ask on this limud, mal Negoim, shekein shasi ve'erev tamei behen. By Negoim, if you have strands going in two directions, that's tamei, and therefore they're more chamor in the sense that they're knowing tumah even by an or Behema Tameya, as opposed to a mace is not metamei chutim that are not woven together, that are just shesi ve'erev, and therefore maybe by tumas olel it's more kal and it's not metamei behemat tameya. So Rava brings another limud. Ela gomar mishratzim. The din of Tumas Olam, Ba'or Behemet Tumeya, is derived from Tumas Shratzim. Titanya, because there is a brisa in the context of Tumas Shratzim, where the brisa tells us that or, ainli ela or Behemet Tahora, I would only know that or of a kosher animal could become Tumas Shratzim. Or Behemet Tumeya Minayin, how do I know an or Behemet Tumeya can also become Tumas from Shratzim? Tumas Lomar, or. That's why it has the extra word O. So we see from Shratzim to Tumas Olam that or Behemet Tumeya becomes Tumeya, like an Or Behemet Tahora. Says the Gemara, Vika Lemifrach, but we could ask on the limud from Shratzim, Mal Shratzim Shekem Metamen B'Kadasha, that Shratzim could be Metame even with a shear of an Adasha, and that's why the Torah so machmer that it should be Metame Or Behemet Tumeya, but a mace is not Metame unless there's a shear Kazayas, a shear Kadasha is not sufficient. So we see that there's a big Kula by Tumas Mace, so maybe the Torah is also Mekel in the sense that Or Behemet Tumeya is not subject to Tumas Ohel. So Rava finally concludes the limud that Or Behemet Tumeya does become Tumeya from Tumas Olel, and he learns it from Tumas Negayim and Tumas Shratzim together. So as Gemara, if you're gonna, when you learn from Shratzim to Tumas Olel, that Or Behemet Tumeya becomes Tumeya, like Or Behemet Tahora, so you can't reject that limud, because Shratzim are more chamor from Meis than the Meis is, because in the time of the Kadasha, because Negayim Yochichu, Negayim are only Tumeya B'Kugris, which is way more than an Adasha. The Chazar Adin, and then you can go back and forth. Lori Zakriz, have Lori Zakriz that Hatzav Shavish Ben Shor Tamei Bahen VeAsa Or Behemet Tumeya Kor Behemet Tahora. What Negayim and Shratzim have in common is that Or is Mekabel both types of Tuma, and Or Behemet Tumeya is included in Or, so also Or Behemet Tumeya, Kor Behemet Tahora. Afani Avi Olamais, so by Olamais, Or Tameh Ba'anas Or Behemet Tumeya, Kor Behemet Tahora. So to by Olamais, we say the same thing, that since Or is Tameh, and we treat Or Behemet Tumeya the same as Or Behemet Tahora. So ask the Gemara, Omer Le Rava Mi Barnish, the Ravashi, Ika Le Mifrach, but I could ask, Ma'ala Tav Shem Shem Shkei Tumeya B'Fox Mikazayis. Both Shratzim, which are Metame B'Kadasha, and Negayim, which are Metame B'Kugris, they're both less than a Kazayis. So in a certain sense, they're both more Chamer than Tumas Meis. Tum B'Meis, Sheinu Metame El B'Kazayis. El Omer Rava Mi Barnish, Rava says, Asi B'Kal V'Chomer Mi Notza Shel Izim. We've learned now from a Kal V'Chomer of Notza Shel Izim, of goat wool, that just like a beggar made out of goat wool, she'ena metame b'negayim, if you make, but yet, metame b'olameis, it's not subject to Tumas Negayim, but it is subject to olameis, or behemet tmei, she'metame b'negayim, ena din, she'metame b'olameis. So or behemet tmei, which is subject to Tumas Negayim, certainly is subject to Tumas Oel Hameis. So maybe we'll stop there, but the point is that we have this machlokas, whether Or Behemet Tumeya is subject to Tumas Ohel. Rav Yosef said no, Rava kept on trying to learn yes, and we thought he had learned it from a Tzada Shave of Tumas Negayim and Tumas Shratzim, but instead it seems at this point that we've learned it instead from a Kal V'Chomer, from a Kabbal Chomer of Tumas Negayim of Notza Shalizim, that if Notza Shalizim is subject to Tumas Negayim, then and it's not subject to Tumas Ohel, Notza Shalizim is subject to Tumas Ohel, but not to Tumas Negayim, that which is subject to Tumas Negayim, like Or Behemet Tumeya, should for sure be subject to Tumas Ohel. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on the top of Chaf Ches Amid Beis, and we will learn Chaf Ches Amid Beis.